What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I am Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for being a listener of the Elective Rotation, a critical care and hospital pharmacy podcast. This is episode 495. In this episode, I'll discuss advice given by AHA and ACC presidents on QTC interactions between hydroxychloroquine and azithromycin. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode495. As discussed back in episode 488, there is tremendous interest in combining hydroxychloroquine and azithromycin for the treatment of COVID-19 based on a very small French observational study. Performing a risk-benefit analysis is challenging as the French study is far below the level of evidence anyone would usually consider, and the clinical risk of torsades from combining hydroxychloroquine and azithromycin is also unknown. In a subsequent publication, the authors of the original French study explained how they managed QTC risk. And that was, a 12-lead EKG was performed on each patient before treatment and 2 days after treatment began. The treatment was either not started or discontinued when QTC was greater than 500 milliseconds, and a case-by-case decision was made if the QTC was between 460 and 500 milliseconds. Treatment was not started if the EKG showed pathological Q waves, left ventricular hypertrophy, or left bundle branch block, and any drug potentially prolonging the QT interval other than hydroxychloroquine and azithromycin was discontinued during treatment. In the journal Circulation, the presidents of the American Heart Association, American College of Cardiology, and Heart Rhythm Society have published additional advice on how to handle this interaction. Their recommendations to minimize arrhythmia risk with this combination are to withhold the drugs in patients with a baseline QTC of 500 milliseconds or greater, or if the patient has congenital long QT syndrome, to monitor cardiac rhythm and QT interval, withdrawing both of the drugs if QTC exceeds their preset threshold of 500 milliseconds, and correcting serum potassium levels to greater than 4 MEQs per liter and magnesium to greater than 2 milligrams per deciliter. And also they recommend avoiding other QTC prolonging agents whenever feasible. In addition, the Circulation article recognizes that in patients critically ill with COVID-19 infection, frequent caregiver contact may need to be minimized and optimal EKG interval and rhythm monitoring may not be possible. The authors of the original French study also have, under publication review, a cohort of 1,061 patients who were COVID-19 positive and were treated for at least 3 days with hydroxychloroquine plus azithromycin and had follow-up data on day 9 available. A preprint that has not undergone peer review of this data has been published on the University Hospital's website. The authors state that there was no cardiac toxicity in this cohort of patients. While this is important information, it should be noted that this cohort only represents about a third of the patients treated at the institution, and that any patient who had an arrhythmia or even just a prolonged QTC of greater than 500 in the first 48 hours treatment would have been excluded from this cohort due to the requirement of receiving at least 3 days of treatment. Hopefully these questions and more about what happened in the cohort will be answered during the peer review process. To access my free download area with 20 different resources to help you in your practice, go to pharmacyjoe.com/free. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.